At 6:06, it is partly clear, 71 degrees in Tulsa. A cooler day overall. We should have a high this afternoon of 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A new report shows that since the start of the recession, Oklahoma has made the deepest cuts in school funding in the entire nation.
The report by the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities finds Oklahoma's public school funding down by $810 per student. Gene Perry with the Oklahoma Policy Institute says it's not a category where you want to be number one.
It's a threat to our future economy. Almost all of the research shows that over the long term, a well-educated, highly skilled workforce is the biggest factor that you need to have a good economy. And so if we disinvest in education, we're not going to have that and we're going to fall behind.
Perry says we're demanding more from our children with harder tests and curriculum, and at the same time, we're taking away resources that help them learn. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, it is estimated there are 1,000 homeless youth living here in Tulsa. That figure came during a State Senate interim committee hearing dealing with youth aging out of state services. Guthrie State Senator A.J. Griffin says the problem must be addressed.
We as a government, and I say we meaning the state of Oklahoma and all of its agents, from law enforcement to DHS officials to lawmakers, we owe these children something.
The lawmakers yesterday heard from Tulsa Youth Services, the Tulsa Street School, and Tulsa County Juvenile Judge Doris Francine. We have more on this in our in-depth segment coming up at 7:35 this morning. A federal judge is approving American Airlines' plan to emerge from bankruptcy protection and merge with U.S. Airways, although the airlines must still resolve their lawsuit with the federal government, which is trying to block the merger. The trial over the lawsuit is scheduled in November. American Airlines is one of Tulsa's largest employers. The city of Tulsa is considering a new incentive policy to bring big retailers to town. Representatives of the city's Economic Development Department say it would bring Tulsa in line with surrounding cities and competing metro areas.
The proposed policy isn't geared towards small businesses. Instead, it has destination retailers in mind, stores like Costco or Cabela's. Here's how it works. Businesses would improve things like sidewalks and roads at their chosen sites. The city would reimburse them for the projects at an amount tied to how much sales tax revenue they generate, says marketing coordinator Tammy Fate.
And it's all for public improvement, so if something was to happen to that, you know, business, but still the public improvements are in place.
The policy could go before the city council as early as next week. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Prosecutors say they will formally rest their case in the preliminary hearing of two brothers accused of robbing and killing four women back in January in Tulsa. The state intends to make that announcement this morning in district court. It is in the case of James and Cedric Poor. Well, in sports this morning, the University of Tulsa Golden Hurricane will be on the road tomorrow to Norman. They will face the OU Sooners. Head coach Bill Blankenship says his team is pumped.
Getting our guys excited to play is not going to be an issue. What we've got to do is really come in and make sure that we continue to improve.
He made the comments on his television program. Kickoff at Norman is at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and very nice today. A high of 85. Tonight it will be clear and cool, down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 86. Well, National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it is partly clear and 71. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.